welcome to 106 episode 164. I'm sorry, of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
All right, guys. So, episode before three episodes. I don't know how many episodes ago.
It was a long time ago.
It was category L, and we're doing the pick. And TJ picked Lupin the Third. Wasn't a whole lot in L, right?
No, there wasn't a whole lot in L. And I figured since they had dubbed the first season finally after 50 years. And that we've been covering Lupin movies forever now. Mm. We should watch the actual first season and see where it all started.
Yeah. So, Lupin the Third, Part 1, The Classic Adventures, Japanese anime television, blah, 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 blah. Wait a second. It is the first anime television adaption of Lupin the Third manga.
Yep.
Created by Monkey Punch.
It ran on TV between October 24th, 1971 and March 26th, 1972. Yeah.
23 episodes. Nice.
Yep.
All right, so couple things. I was watching it the other day, and my son walked in, and he had been watching me watch the original Mobile Suit Gundam. He was kind of watching that a bit. He thought it was interesting. So he walked in, and he was like, oh, more Gundam episodes? And I was like, no, we're watching Lupin. But immediately I understood why. I don't know if it's the same studio that made it, but it's the art style is similar in the sense of it looks like the same people made it. Not in the characters, like, being drawn. They like, obviously the Lupin characters look like Lupin characters.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else has the same type of shading, has the same type of structure, and very advanced for its time, mind you.
Well, I was about to say, Lupin was probably on a more advanced stage of art, and I would not be surprised if a lot of companies took from... Took from him and just went with it, because that's what the style of the anime really was. It's like the pinnacle of animation, I would say, Lupin, in the early decades.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But the Mobile Suit Gundam, it's right up there. I mean, we're not reviewing that right now, but it's kind of crazy that they, even though they're completely different animes, the art style was so similar that my son thought it was Mobile Suit Gundam.
Yeah.
Other than that, really should have been a second point, though, was, like, it's clearly advanced for its time.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing that really... So the dubbing is weird, because the English dubbing of the voices was done only a couple years ago.
Yep.
But everything else is clearly very old, like the sound effects and the music. But it works somehow. I don't know how they made it work so well, but it works.
It works, and it's pretty impressive that it still sounds like the English cast from forever.
It doesn't sound like they've aged all that much, if at all.
Yeah,
so it makes me not believe that it was dubbed only a couple years ago. But we looked it up, and it was the first time it was dubbed. So I don't understand it.
Yeah, I know, because when Lupin came back, was on back in Cartoon Network and Don't Swim, I looked for the first series just to see if I could check it out. There was never a dub of it. And then I was informed by my brother that it was finally dubbed a couple years ago. And I was like, oh, okay. And here we are. Like, when we started this podcast, we took Lupin out because it was the second season and it wasn't dubbed.
Oh, yeah.
So, here we are.
What else was I going to say?
I don't know. Did you have another point that you wanted to get?
I did. Oh, so before we get to any kind of premise, we really don't need one, though. Because it's essentially the movies. Just slightly lower budget. Not by much, mind you. But slightly lower budget. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, every couple episodes is a new heist. But sometimes it's only one or two episodes.
Yeah.
Most times it's actually only one or two episodes, I think.
Most times, yeah.
But, like, there's no premise really needed. Like, it's just different heists.
Yep. It is dated by the content of it. Like, you get the 60s dancing and stuff like that. And the clothing and stuff. It's updated in that sense.
But it's not that bad because the main characters are always wearing the same, for the most part, the same outfits. It's only the other characters.
Right.
Like, the random people they're talking to and, or stealing from.
And Fujiko's always in a different outfit.
She is, and she has a different haircut. But she's probably the most dated one of them all because she kind of has that 60s, 70s hairstyle a lot of the time.
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of odd.
Yeah. So, I mean, we brought it up, so you might as well go into the premise.
Well, I mean, there is any other premise. I mean, you guys have seen, obviously, but Lupin is a thief.
Mm-hmm.
Funnily enough, often referred to as an assassin.
Yeah.
Like, the whole Goemon him arc is like, who's the best assassin? And it's like, well, I didn't really know Lupin was... I mean, obviously he kills people, but he doesn't kill people to kill people. He kills people because he goes to steal something and then they're shooting at him.
Right.
So, like, that feels really weird. I don't quite that might be a weird dubbing.
Yeah, that might be a weird dubbing, or maybe assassin means something different back then in Japan.
Maybe. Yeah. I doubt that a little bit, but maybe.
So, I don't know.
Did they refer to him as Wolf at all?
No.
I didn't think so. They did refer to him as something else besides Lupin. I can't remember what it was.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. But they did. I wanted to ask if it was Wolf, but I knew it was something. I don't know. I mean, everyone's kind of there. What's interesting is it starts off with just Lupin and Jigen.
Yep.
And then after like one or two arcs, there's a whole Goemon arc.
Yeah, we get introduced to Goemon and how he joined it. I mean, obviously Fujiko's there throughout too, but she's always kind of been on both sides of the line anyway. So
yeah.
And we
she plays him, you know, she's well written in the sense of like she's not just there to fuck the main guy.
Yeah,
like she's good at what she does. Sometimes she fails, sometimes she succeeds, but like she's not just there to be plot. By plot I mean boobs. Right. Although most of the time she is there just to be boobs, but like not always. She has her own motivations and stuff.
Yeah, she's there to get the treasure too.
Yeah, she's fairly well written for the time period from Japan.
Oh yeah, very
kind of surprising.
And she's got we even get her backstory a bit in here. With
the culty people.
She had a partner and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, but he like became a part of this weird like cult or something. Those people that were like making him do things. I might have read a little bit of that episode without actually watching all of it.
No, she gets shot in the episode.
Yes, and okay. She falls off the cliff.
No, I think it was they were just.
He's a part of a weird cult. That's what the episode description was telling me.
I don't think it was a weird cult thing. I think it was more of. Mafia kind of deal.
They're partners. As it was written, cult.
Yeah, I mean, but you can never trust those descriptions.
It's true, but sometimes the descriptions are from, not always, but sometimes the descriptions are from the DVD boxes. So, like, it's weird, not in this instance, but sometimes the description is actually more accurate than what you're physically seeing because they don't always describe things well enough.
Maybe it was a cult, but I don't know. But we do get our backstory and stuff, which, you know, considering. Like, again, 60s in Japan, and they actually had it, and they focused on her a little more and actually developed her as a character and stuff, too.
Also interesting, they win sometimes in this.
Yeah, they do. They get away a few times with treasure and stuff, which makes it...
Doesn't really happen in the movies.
Well, no, because, and like we said, the movies have to go back to status quo.
Yeah.
Whereas...
Well, I mean, but they don't really... No, they could be filthy rich, because Lupin's in it to do it. He's not in it for money. He's in it to be infamous.
True, true. But in the movies, what I mean by status quo is that, you know, there's a moral in the movies.
Yeah,
if he gets away with it, then the moral...
It doesn't quite seem to be the moral in the episodes.
No, it's just a bunch...
He's still him. He's still there to get the girl and be a pervert and be the good guy. But, yeah.
But he's there to steal what he can steal, and he's going to steal it.
Yeah. Like, they got the cards.
Oh, the cards. Right.
Yeah. They got the cards. They left with those. And that was the first one that I noticed that they won. I was like, oh, they finished the episode and they won. They got the cards.
But they didn't get the cards. They did they get the cards, but when they were flying away, the cards are magic or something or have their own entity.
They go to who they want to be with or whatever. But they got it. That's whatever.
Which, you know, there are mystical elements to this show. We just thought that was a movie thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's stuff like that throughout the show. It's not as prevalent as it is in the movies.
No. But I would expect that, actually. You know, the movies have a higher budget. They're trying to wow people a little more.
Yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting time capsule in and of itself.
It really is. But what's so hard to review it is, like, it's the same as the movies. There's nothing else. Like, there's no deeper characters, like, backstories. There's no more plot. Like, we went over the Fujiko stuff, which is really it. And, like, I guess the beginnings of Goemon, but that's really it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's one episode.
We don't really dive into Lupin or Jigen.
At all.
Yeah, so...
Even Goemon, all you really understand is that, like, he's the best swordsman, and, like, there's a sword that can cut anything. Like, there's nothing really there.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not too deep. No, I don't hate that. I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Yeah, I don't think...
It weirdly works for Lupin.
I was about to say, I don't think you really need it, though. Because you're really just there for the ride, I think, with this.
I think that's fine. I just think it makes it harder to review because we've done so many Lupins.
Oh, we've done a lot of Lupin movies, yes.
And I feel like the Gundams are probably similar to that.
If you cover enough of them.
Yeah, because realistically, I've only seen like 5 Gundam animes, and there's like 100 of them.
Yeah, true. I've only seen one, so.
But they all, for the most part, have, even though they're completely different characters, the Zeon are the Mars guys, the Federation of the Human, or the Earth guys, and it's like child warriors defending somehow the Earth Federation's bad, or wait, no, the Zeon guys are bad, and that's kind of it. Gundams are new. That's it.
Yeah.
Did we watch, by the way, did we watch Gundam 00?
We watched the first season.
Okay. I just wanted to make, didn't know if we watched that or not.
We watched, you made me watch it as
well. I really liked the first season.
Yeah. And then you got mad at me because I was not, I was judging.
Your opinion's irrelevant.
I was judging it.
Continue before I get angry.
You
kept saying
you have to watch a second season, and I was like, you always do that to me. Anyway, back to Lupin, yes.
That's kind of it. I don't know. I want to give it more time, but like, unless you got anything to bring up.
Well, let me ask you something. Did you like it?
I didn't hate it. The one thing that, two things that I thought was funny. I just watched Resurrection F with Jack, my son.
I don't know what that is, but okay.
It's the movie after Battle of Gods in Super.
Okay.
So if you were to watch Super, you could just watch the episodes. Or if you watch it in the order it was released, you watch the first two movies, and then you can watch Super, the episodes.
Okay.
Because the first two movies came out before the episodes of Super came out. Battle of Gods and then Resurrection F, which is Frieza being resurrected.
Okay.
He comes back alive, and then he decides to train, and then he gets new god power, whatever. But what I'm comparing this or bringing this up for, because in Lupin, in Resurrection F, when Frieza shows up and he starts fighting, the music is chanting Frieza's name. Frieza! And it's like over. And in here, that happens a lot with Lupin.
The Lupin music is very strange, but it kind of works too.
It's so weird, but yes, it works. That might be the best part of it, actually.
Yeah, he's a good guy or something.
Oh, man, he gets hungry too. It's so weird. I don't understand it. And then like in one song in some random episode, they decide to get slightly racist with it and go, Rupon, Rupon, with an R. And I'm dying on the couch. It's like unintentionally funny.
Yeah.
So I got to give it better than a mediocre.
You said there was a couple things. Was there another thing you would
say? Oh, I remember.
Okay.
But it's better than mediocre. It's a 7.
Yeah. I was actually surprised at how well held up, considering how old it is. And I was actually surprised that it was actually, I think it's better than the movies.
In a lot of ways, and in some ways not.
Well, yeah.
But like, the art is, I think, a bit better in the movies.
Well, yeah. I mean, as far as like storytelling and stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, of course, it's a TV show.
But storytelling is pretty important.
Yeah, but I mean, of course, you got a lot more
money.
More for episodes an hour. And stuff like that and stuff like that. But I don't know. It just feels like the movies were formulaic. And despite every time, even though everything was a heist, everything felt different with each new episode that came
along. That was fair.
So, like, you know, one time they're they're racing race cars in the first episode, mm-hmm. and then they're fighting samurai and stuff. And go ahead, you want to say
Zenigata was portrayed as an ethnic character, but clearly he just had a tan or for whatever, like, you know what I mean? Like, he looked like he was black, but he's clearly not.
No.
Like, in this show, he's clearly not. He just, for some reason, has darker skin tone. Like, he has a tan.
Here's the thing. I think Lupin himself is French.
Yes.
And all their whiter character. But Zenigata,
Jigen's clearly American.
Yeah, Jigen's clearly American. But Zenigata is not supposed to be Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, like, from the Japanese police force. So I think that's why they went with the darker skin tone.
Japanese people are like, impale as a ghost. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know, but I think that's why they went with that.
I don't even know if they can get a tan, like, naturally.
I mean, Goyaman's also Japanese, and he's kind of pale, too, but...
Yeah, but he's supposed to be.
Right.
So why isn't Zenigata? That's
like,
my point.
That's the only thing I can think of. He's supposed to be Japanese, just to differentiate him from Lupin and stuff like that.
Oh, well. But, yeah, that's it. Whatever. It's like a solid 7.
Yeah. They, it's interesting, because they end it on, like... With Gohan, I don't know why I'm thinking Gohan. With them losing almost in the last episode of this.
Yeah.
And like, they think they're dead, and then they end up with Zenigata realizing that and then chasing them. But if you watch the second season first episode, they had broken apart for 5 years at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So it would make more sense if they ended on like, hey, Lupin and his crew are dead here, and then they didn't do that, so. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. But yeah, I think I'm with you for the 7. It's an actually really good show, considering...
When it came out, yes.
When it came out and everything else. And I think we were just a little burnt out with the movies.
Yeah, it was good going to Z.
Yeah, we were definitely getting burnt out because we were getting a little tired of Lupin. And I think taking a break from it and then to watching...
There's like a little nostalgia factor
now.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
But we'll get back to the Lupin movies eventually.
All right, guys. So... Category M for next week, or next episode, I should say.
Yep.
To be fair. there's really only two options, which is My Hero Academia.
Which we already covered, but there's a new season.
There's a bunch of new seasons.
Well, we got the three. How many's released now?
They're finishing six right now.
Oh, there's already six. Okay. I thought it was only up to four, but okay.
And I'm in the manga, and the manga's at least a whole season past where they're at.
Okay.
Like, minimum. They're probably a season and a half.
But the point is, we had already covered it.
Yeah, we've already covered it. I mean, I wouldn't mind going back to it.
I mean, eventually.
But I would want to do more than one season. I would want to do two or three, because it's one of those animes where they make seasons, and they don't always stop at a good point. They just sometimes, especially season four, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, it just kind of stops at this abrupt point where it shouldn't have. It should have kept going.
Right.
So I don't want to just watch one season of it when we go back to it. I want to watch at least two. Anyway, it was that or a Mobile Suit Gundam of some kind.
Right.
So now, the obvious pick, honestly, would have been either Iron-Blooded Orphans, which I'm a big fan of, or the original Gundam.
Mm-hmm.
But I just watched the original Gundam. And while that would be super easy for me to watch, I want to watch the next one. Because the original Gundam has its own timeline. The UC, Universal Century, I believe is what it stands for, timeline. So there's a bunch of different Gundam animes that, for the most part, don't have much to do with each other, but they're in the same timeline. So, like, they're in the same universe. And then some characters bounce around here and there. But, so, like, I want to watch the next one, but if I have another anime to watch or rewatch, then I can't watch the next one. So, you're just going to watch the next one with me.
So he's making me watch the second season of Mobile Suit Gundam, which I'm going in completely blind.
Well, to be fair, so am I. I haven't seen it. I've always wanted to watch it. I just haven't.
I won't even have the context of the first season.
That's fair, but, like, most people that watched these didn't. You know what I mean? Like, 08th and MS Team aired on Cartoon Network.
To be fair.
Without the original, the one before it. What's the difference?
To be fair, I would be complaining either way.
Yeah, so that's why I don't feel bad about it. Anyway, Mobile Suit Gundam, 08th MS Team. Plot summary, UC 0079. In the middle of the one-year war, Ensign Shiro Mata is transferred to Southeast Asia to command Kojima Battle Battalion's 08th MS Team, a small army of soldiers piloting RX-79 Gundam ground-type units. During the skirmishes in the jungle, he confronts an 8th Zeon pilot, Norris Packard, and falls in love with that's a lot. Like, it's going to tell me everything that's going to happen. I don't want to read that anymore.
So how these picks usually work is we confer on what we're going to watch, but we each get a letter and one of us has final say. And the moment when I did the math in my head and knew you had M, I knew I was going to be stuck with Gundam.
It was close. I almost went with My Hero.
But I was prepared for a Gundam, so it was like, whatever. So I guess we're doing
It's only 12 episodes.
Yeah, I'm generally surprised by that. But how long was the first one?
44, 41, wow. Something like that. So you actually lucked out not going for the first one.
Yeah, I definitely did.
And then there's a movie afterwards, Char's Counterattack. Char's the bad guy.
Okay, whatever. We're going to cover Mobile Suit Gundam, the 08th MS Team.
All right, guys. See you next time.
Bye.